98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. I think you're going to have an awakening today because I have the most delightful, fun, precious guest, and he is challenging, motivating so many people through his book and through his personal inspiration as a speaker, as an author. His book is called Discover Your Next Best Step, and it's touching a lot of lives. Gordon Bell, my friend, thank you for being here today. What is it, the top of your mind, what is it you want people to know?
What do I want people to know is that the relationship is so simple but so hard to accomplish of loving God and loving others.
You know, if that's just the basis right there, loving God, loving others, do you think that's enough?
No, because when that occurs, other things happen. That first step, more about being with God and then trying to understand how to be with others, just hanging. But as a result of that, you will become the best unconditional loving servant leader that God has produced.
I love that you talk about being a servant leader, and we hear that term thrown around a lot, and I believe in it. I know it's a great thing to do, but do you think it's just for people that are the CEOs, the owners, the presidents, the managers? Don't you feel like everybody is a leader in their own right?
To me, it boils down to this. If you can inspire or encourage a person, you are a leader. A sixth grader can talk to a fourth grader, and if the fourth grader says, hey, thank you, you are a leader in God's eyes because it's about inspiration and passing something on. It's not about, I am in charge of you.
Yes.
The old command and control versus servant led. Now, as you are tested over time and you go through valleys and mountains, you hone your leadership skills.
Yes.
And you can then encourage two or three people in a group, cause participation. But in God's eyes, everyone's a leader.
I think that's beautiful, and I think that's inspiring for people that say, I'd like to do more, I'd like to be more, and I think your principles talk about that. Encourage that person, Gordon, that's maybe listening right now, that feels discouraged in their role, where they are either as the top or in the middle moving up. How do you encourage them if they feel defeated today?
I had a very successful female executive send me the longest email the other day. She is out of the workforce. She is raising some wonderful young children, and she feels like she's in the laundry room washing things, and her purpose is diminished.
Okay.
And she was with her girlfriend, and her girlfriend said, why don't you read this book? And she said, what's in it? She said, just read it. She said, I found my new passion in being the greatest mom I could be and being a servant-led mom.
That's so great.
Called me up, and she said, I got to tell you all about it. I said, you know what? Everybody has to deal with drudgery. Everybody has to deal with boring, mature, repetitive stuff. Oh, wouldn't it be great if I could be in the limelight? You know what? Humility is what Christ wants, a paradoxical Christian.
What we all should strive to live by. Now, let me tell you more about that. It's in your book, Discover Your Next Best Step. And if you're saying, hey, I hear this, I need this, or my friend needs this, or my family member needs this, Gordon Bell is known all over this area because people know his heart and his spirit, and he put his heart into this, and God gave him words to speak to encourage people just like you. If you want to know more about this, it's on my Conversations link. You can check it out right now at star883.com.